Good morning.
Matt, hi, it's Simon from Ventnor Blog.
Hello, how are you?
Good, good. Are you good to rock on with
Yeah, go for it.
I hear that the Monarch's up for sale.
She is. She is. She'll be up at auction on the 28th of August through Island Auction Rooms.
Right, wow. I mean, I know you've got a strong attachment to it and have put a lot of yourself into it, so that must be a hard decision.
It's horrible, but basically we won't have the time next year that we do that we've been lucky enough to have recently, and we've got another steamboat to deal with and lots of other toys, and you know, we won't be able to run her every day like we normally do, so it's just got to go on to somebody that's got the time and the facilities to keep it in daily service, basically.
Well, I guess at least you know that you're putting it back into the circulation in a much better state than it came in.
Oh, yeah. I mean, she was scrap. You know, we've gone through everything. There's still more work to be done. You know, she's now safe. She's reliable.
Useful.
She looks pretty good. She's pretty useful, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, basically, we're just hoping that, you know, she goes into, you know, somebody wants to buy her and keep her as a passenger boat and not... You know, there's been a few people interested that want to turn it into a private boat, but I think that would be a shame.
Right. Want to toodle around on it themselves.
Yeah, they want to sort of put somewhere to sleep and somewhere to cook and go to the toilet in the saloon and just use it as a private riverboat.
Right.
But you know, it would be a shame because it's the UK's only got three passenger carrying paddle steamers, and it would be, you know, we would lose one. So
yeah.
We'd be down to just Waverley and Kingsway Castle.
Right.
So fingers crossed. It's all very exciting, but very scary.
And is there an expectation on the price? Have the auctioneers said anything?
No. I mean, it's one of those things that you can't really value.
Yeah. It's as much as someone wants to pay, I guess.
It's as much as somebody else thinks it's worth.
Mm.
And as long as it goes to a good home and it's, you know, it's used daily, then she'll be all right. But if she, you know, where our sort of circumstances have changed and we've got other things that we need to be doing, you know, we'll be running a sort of weekend service and she'll just fall to pieces.
Right.
She needs.
What is the thing about the daily use then? What's the difference there?
Well, any boat. If it, you know, if you go and have a wander around Newport Harbour, you came for a cruise with us a couple of months ago, and you can see a lot of the boats there that are ignored and not used. They just rot away and they get mucky and dirty, and the mould and the moss sets in.
Yeah.
You know, you're just constantly chasing your tail then, trying to keep it maintained. But you know, if it's in daily use, then you get little jobs done as you go along. It keeps it clean. And keeps the engine in good order and all the ancillaries and that sort of thing.
Right.
So it is something that needs to be used regularly, and preferably kept for passengers and kept in steam.
Yeah, I mean it's such a lovely experience toodling up and down the river on it. It was
superb. She is quite good, isn't she?
Yeah, I mean, that sort of constant reminder from the sound of you're on a steamboat.
Yeah, I know, it's brilliant. It's dead exciting. When we first looked at her, and she was sort of falling to pieces under the willow trees in Kent, you know, I've said to a lot of people, as soon as I heard the paddle wheels turn, I was just in love.
Really?
You know, you get on that back deck, and all you get is fizz. And you know, you don't get that on any other type of boat.
Yeah.
And with Monarch, where she's so sort of close to the water, you know, you really are. When you're in the saloon, you're at sort of eye level with the birds.
Yes.
And it's magic.
Yeah.
Absolutely magic. So somebody else can enjoy the ride from now on, and we'll be back in Newport Harbour at some point in the future with a coal-fired steamboat.
Oh really?
Yeah. No.
Is that something you've bought recently?
No, it's something we've always had, it's sort of been neglected because of Monarch, because she's had, you know, so much work that needed to be done to her.
Yeah.
And you know, Pegasus is to come.
Right.
But she's a lovely little thing.
I guess, I mean, is that a larger boat? Because you've got to carry the coal as well, haven't you?
No, it's a little bit smaller, you know, she's more of a gentleman's launch. She's got a propeller on, not paddle wheels.
Right.
But she's completely silent. You know,
how do they manage that?
It's coal fired and it's steam. You know, the only noise you hear is sort of a tick 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 of the engine, which is sort of less than an old sewing machine. And you know, you get a waft of coal smoke every now and again.
Yeah.
It's just fantastic. And we were talking to somebody the other day, and there's a 100-foot steel Thames steamboat that's stuck in a shed somewhere. It needs someone with some Brunellian ideas to get it out. And I'm supremely tempted.
Well, they've built the shed around it, have they? Sort of,
it was taken out of water, and it broke the slipway. And so they don't quite know how they're going to get it back in the water.
Right.
There's got to be a way. There's challenges that make us get all excited.
Yeah, right.
And, we turn Monarch into a sort of very rotten, rusty old bit of metal and wood into, something that goes up and down every day and keeps people happy. That's what it's all for, isn't it?
And between now and the sale, are you still going to be doing daily sailings?
We're going to try and get more. We're trying to get more and more people in. Anyone that's not had the chance to have a trip, really, this could be your last chance.
Yeah.
Because it's highly likely that Monarch will go off the island. Which
is it? That's the collectors
I think would
be a huge
shame.
Yeah.
I'd like her to stay, here. But we got no control over who buys it, and there's a lot of interest up in the Lake District and up in the Midlands and all that sort of thing, but also down in Cornwall. So it could be your last chance. So 28th of August, that's it.
Yeah.
It's no longer ours. We no longer have any say over what she does or where she does it. So anyone on the island's not had a go, get on quick.
Yeah, I mean, like I was saying before, it's a lovely experience. It's very sedate, and it really is. You see the river in a way that you haven't seen it before.
That's right, and also, so many islanders don't know that we've got it.
Yeah.
You see that the River Medina going through Coppins Bridge just looks like a land drain, and it's not. It's a lovely wide river. There's loads and loads of wildlife and the fish jump and the birds swoop, and it's a wonderful, wonderful place.
Mm.
And we're the only people at the moment that offer any service on the Upper Medina.
Right.
It could be the last opportunity.
Yeah, grab it while you can.
Hopefully not, but we'll have to wait and see.
Yeah.
But there we go.
Okay, well, thanks a lot for your time. Much appreciated.
That's all right.
Hope the sale goes well.